so long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long. I gone, 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 she's been gone so long. I gone, 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 gone so long. I gone, 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 she's been gone so long. When I wonder if I ever go see my girl. I gone, 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 she's been gone so long. When I wonder if I ever go see my girl.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel will join us here in just a moment. We double scheduled. She's hosting a meeting, and she's going to start the meeting and then duck out and talk to us. So we'll check in with her. I don't know if she's available now. Sam, are you there? Not yet. Okay. That's what I thought, but I'll come back to her in just a second. One of the things we've been seeing more people get into the race for the presidency, we've got, Pence has filed papers now, so former Vice President Mike Pence is going to be in this race. You've got Chris Christie is about to get in this race. We still got another governor who's planning on getting this race from North Dakota, if I remember correctly. Somebody I had never heard of before, but that's okay. You know, never heard of before sometimes are interesting. I never heard of Vivek Ramaswamy before, you know, and there he is. Meanwhile, you've got Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, has said he's not going to get in, which I thought was I love a little bit of self-restraint, and I think that's both an acknowledgement that he doesn't really have much of a chance in this race, but also his explanation is, Trump cannot win in the general election. I agree with that assessment. And he says, and because of that, I want to make sure that Trump is not the nominee, and all I do is help him be the nominee if I wind up being the one who competes against everybody else for the not voting for Trump block, which that's right. That's the assessment that I've been given all this time. So, we'll see how this all turns out. 437-1620. Meanwhile, on the Democrat side, although not on the Democrat side exactly, you've got another candidate who's gotten in, Cornel West. Cornel West, who is running in the People's Party, which is a Bernie Sanders former supporter. Bernie Sanders created this party, and he supported Bernie Sanders in the previous round.
I come from a tradition where I care about you. I care about the quality of your life. I care about whether you have access to a job with a living wage, decent housing, women having control over their bodies, health care for all, the escalating, the destruction of the planet.
There you go. So that's Cornel West, who is an interesting character and certainly, I think, primarily would draw votes away from Biden. So I don't know how this is going to shake out, but, you know, wants to have a voice and doesn't want to be running as a Democrat, apparently. 812 on News Radio 92.3. I heard the clicking, popping, and whirring sounds. It can only mean Sam Abel is back with us now. Sam, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. Thank you so much for accommodating us this morning. I appreciate that. Sam is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Of course, city council had the meeting last night. When I was looking over the agenda, one of the things that caught my attention was a possible partial reopening of Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze.
Yes, Andrew. This was a conversation we definitely wanted to have in the public to make sure everyone stays mindful of the needed hurricane repairs and the designs for improvements that are underway. Skanska and the subcontractors are still utilizing Wayside Park and the west side, which is underneath the bridge, Andrew, and it includes the large boat ramp. They're still utilizing that area, and we want to make sure that, you know, people who love their boats know that it's not safe. Skanska is using, you know, some aluminum flat bottom boats, but we've had, you know, engineers provide, you know, an evaluation back to the council that there's a lot of damage there from the hurricane that you might not be able to see at surface level. And so it's a challenge because we want to open the park in order for motorists who are traveling back towards Pensacola to be able to essentially pull a U-turn underneath the bridge.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need everyone to know that the park amenities are not open. The park has been under a temporary construction easement, and so the city lawfully has not been able to get in there, bring its own contractors, and make those repairs. So the council talked last night about how to do that, how to keep it safe. There will be construction fencing and warning signs, but the ability for motorists to turn around under the bridge, that is going to happen, Andrew. The council authorized that to have a partial reopening as of today.
Oh, so as of today, if you're going north towards Pensacola and change your mind and need to turn around, you go off to the right and come back under. Also, I assume if you've discovered after traversing the bridge that you've made a mistake and you need to turn around going back into Pensacola, you hang that right and go down and around and come back up. Are both going to be open as of today?
Yes, that's right.
Great. Wow, that is fantastic news. Outstanding. Sam, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report. Speaking of traffic and things from Candy. Hold on. Candy?
Right. Watching an accident on 98 eastbound in Navarre. Very slow. It's not backed up past the causeway now, but it is still backed up. It looks like it happened near the Fox Den, just to give you an idea of where it starts. Two-car crash still in the roadway. Left lane is closed and traffic is being funneled around. Right at Blue Angel and Sorrento's off the road, but you can't turn onto Sorrento going westbound towards Perdido from Blue Angel. They have it blocked off. And Pine Forest northbound just past the I-10 east on ramp. That right lane still partially blocked. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Last night, I think you guys, your council approved the about 50% increase in the wastewater impact fee from $4,300 to $6,300. Is that right?
That's right, Andrew. So that is going to take place over the course of 4 years, and so it will be staggered installments. The need to increase that impact fee is to make sure that for new builders and new growth that they are paying their fair share. paying their fair share, Andrew, for the needed expansion of our Tiger Point wastewater and reclamation facility. So that's one part of a much larger picture. You know, in 2012, when the city purchased the Tiger Point golf course in order to have just that little area of land needed for the expansion of the plant, at that time it was estimated that the project would cost $10 million. So the council also talked about last night just how incredible it is that from that time to this and, you know, 12 years' time, we're now looking at a project that costs close to $60 million. Mm. The council does have a funding plan for half that cost. We were super proud a few years ago before COVID hit that we had the project fully funded. So now we're having to go back, and the council remarked that it's just incredible that we've had to update our rate studies, that it seems like we just did those yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's a whole new world after COVID and the supply shortages and such.
No, it absolutely is. And speaking of like water service, one of the weird items on your agenda yesterday was Bergen Road and Highway 98, which, if anybody knows the geography, that's like east of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. So that's midway almost into Navarre proper. But you guys, there's going to be a Publix there. And you guys, because of your water system, you guys are providing water for them. Is that right?
That's right, Andrew. So just another reminder that Gulf Breeze Regional Water System provides reclaim, wastewater treatment, and water stretching all the way through the Holly Navarre area. And, you know, that's a very fast-growing area, eighth fastest-growing county in the state. And so that's excellent because, you know, in the early 90s, the area was managed by a private utility. So the borrowing, you know, power was much weaker. You know, debt was a lot higher. And so having a municipality provide that service benefits even our county customers who are served by our municipal utility. So a lot of work to do there. We also, Andrew, just as a reminder, we provide natural gas in two counties, and both that area we just described and also on Pensacola Beach. So Gulf Breeze is a little town with a lot of service, with a big reach in South Santa Rosa County. That's
right. Well, people may forget, but if I'm not mistaken, you were providing drinking water to Inverarity Island back in like not that long ago, just a couple of years ago, right?
Not that long ago, and kind of for the same reason. So in the early 90s, Santa Rosa County approached the city and said, would you be willing to look at acquiring a private utility in the south end to help these customers out? Well, that was the same as with Inverarity Island. Escambia County, you know, approached the city as well. You really have to have kind of an island mentality and work across jurisdictional lines to provide these basic life services. And
yeah.
So we've done that, and we've done it really well.
Last thing, it's just it's a small thing, but it's the kind of thing that makes a community better. It's just kind of a neat little story. The item E on the consent agenda is titled Authorization to Proceed with Utility Transformer Wraps as a Public Art Project Along the Multi-Use Pathway. That's a very government-y way of saying y'all are going to make some mural art on the junction boxes along the perimeter loop road, right?
Well, thank you for calling me out on that, Andrew, because I worded that agenda item. So, yes, thank you for my bureaucrat shout-out. But But, you know, trying to be as specific as possible for our citizens as to what we're doing. Yes. So utility box art is something really cool. You can go on Pinterest, and if you put in utility box art, thousands of images appear. We have utility box art in downtown Pensacola and on Pensacola Beach. And so the idea here actually came from Mike Werner, who is a resident and a principal architect with Stowe Architects. And he said, how can we add some more art, some more whimsy, celebrating our healthy lifestyle along the multi-use pathway? And so we looked at, you know, various things, and for cohesiveness and so for harmony in the look, we're doing wraps that are just going to be fun, Andrew. They show, you know, bears out with the surfboard going in the water, or, you know, different creatures on bicycles. But it just shows, you know, what our breezers embrace being on that multi-use pathway. And we almost have all the sponsors that we need to make it happen. So we only need a couple more. Last night, the council authorize us to move forward, and so that'll be a fun project.
I love it when you have public-private, you know, funded things that make a community more interesting and cool and different. I will say this: I bet somebody's hearing this, and their question is going to be, Mrs. Abel, you're putting more bears in Gulf Breeze?
Well, Andrew, I can tell you, I'm at least housing one. So we have our bear that actually got into my trash 2 days ago. I take it as a compliment and also a reminder to our house guests that we need to keep those cans locked.
Absolutely. No, that I think it's fantastic. I look forward to seeing them and, you know, treating it like a scavenger hunt to go see all the different ones. I love that. That's a great side note thing when you're using that multi-use path. Well, Sam Abel, she is the manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. And even though she can write the headline to the agenda item in a government speak way, she always explains them in a very easy to understand way to us. And I appreciate that. Sam Abel, thanks as always for the time, what you do for the community. I appreciate it.